Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. White House officials say over the past week, the U.S. has vaccinated on average 1.2 million people per day for the coronavirus. NPR's Tamara Keith reports cases are on the decline, but still high.
In its second regular coronavirus briefing, the Biden administration emphasized delivering a consistent message. Wear a mask, keep 6 feet of distance, avoid large gatherings, and don't travel unless you have to. And do get vaccinated when possible. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the president's top medical advisor on the coronavirus, said rampant community spread increases the risk of new variants.
Viruses cannot mutate if they don't replicate. And that's the reason to continue to do what we're doing, namely intensify our ability and our implementation of to vaccinate as many people as possible, as quickly as possible.
It's a race to get out ahead of new variants. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
A statement from the Centers for Disease Control says its director is extending an order that says evicting people for not paying rent could be detrimental to public health. That keeping people in their homes and out of shelters is a key step in helping to stop the spread of COVID-19. A previous order was to expire tomorrow. COVID-19 infection rates are declining in New York State, which is allowing officials to loosen some restrictions. Governor Andrew Cuomo says at this rate, large weddings will be able to resume by mid-March.
Safe marriage receptions. Promise of marital bliss is returning. All patrons who attend the event will be tested. You can have 50% capacity of the venue, up to 150 people.
Cuomo says restaurants may begin to offer indoor dining by Valentine's Day at a quarter of capacity. The pandemic forced the 48th annual March of Abortion Rights Opponents, called the March for Life, to go virtual this year. The groups are facing a Democratic president who's pledged support for abortion rights. NPR's Melissa Block has more.
Joe Biden is Catholic and a supporter of abortion rights, which goes against the official teachings of the Catholic Church. At Friday's March for Life, Republican Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey challenged Biden directly, using the president's words from his inaugural address.
In your words, that the dream of justice for all will be deferred no longer, are to have any true meaning, the lives of unborn children must be included, and their precious lives must be protected.
The march typically draws many thousands of people to Washington. This year, supporters were urged to tune in from home. Just a couple hundred marched to the Supreme Court, which now has a 6-3 conservative majority. Melissa Block, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. The Army has launched a criminal investigation after 11 Fort Bliss, Texas soldiers were hospitalized with antifreeze poisoning. Angel Kacherga of member station KTEP reports.
The 11 soldiers required medical attention after drinking what they thought was an alcoholic beverage. It contained antifreeze. The soldiers were sickened Thursday at the end of a training exercise. Two remain in intensive care. Colonel Shauna Scully is Deputy Commander of Medical Services at William Beaumont Army Medical Center.
Thankfully, all 11 soldiers who were admitted to our facility, two in critical condition and the rest in guarded condition, have shown signs of significant improvement overnight.
Antifreeze causes kidney damage and in high doses can lead to death. The Army has launched a criminal investigation into the poisonings. I'm Angela Kocherga in El Paso.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen met yesterday with President Biden on the state of the economy during the pandemic. She warned there will be more economic pain for families and businesses in the weeks ahead. She urged the federal government provide more money to businesses to keep them from failing and to help families keep food on the table and a roof over their heads. The Commerce Department reports consumer spending fell last month for the second month in a row. It dropped 0.2% in December after a seasonally adjusted 0.7% drop in November. This is the latest sign that consumers are scaling back spending in the pandemic. Consumer spending is the primary driver of the U.S. economy. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.